I encourage you to read Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6, because I think it is so timely for what's happening in our country right now and guides us in terms of how to respond. In verse 2, it says, devote yourselves to prayer. Now, it's easy to, you know, just think that's the answer. That's the Sunday school answer. That's the church answer. Pray. When you pray, there's power. When you pray, it changes the way you live during the day. When you pray, it leads to action. When you pray, daily grace kicks in. You start to abide with God, responding in different ways during the day. Prayer brings healing to a nation. In prayer, there's confession. It's just, here's my point. Sometimes we push aside what's familiar because we think, I already know that answer. You know, how are things going to change in our country? Pray. Pray. Start there. Pray. Pray more. Pray fervently. And it's easy to say, oh, I already know that intellectually. I already have that knowledge. I've already heard that so many times. But my point is, if it works, don't ignore it. And throughout the Bible, it works. Today, it works. And it'll always work because that's how God has wired things. And He's wired us, that we cry out to Him and we need Him. We need His presence. We come to Him in prayer and He changes things. He shows up. He does incredible work. So pray for America. Pray, pray, pray. I know you know the answer, but pray. When you're concerns become great. Pray more. Pray fervently. Turn those great concerns into prayer. And so let's do that. Let's do it together. Let's enter in humbly and watch what God will do.